This podcast helps you to understand the lives of the middling sort in Elizabethan society. My name is Richard Clare, and I am a yeoman farmer. I built this house, Pendeen, at the beginning of the 17th century. I'm proud of this house, as it is well built from oak beams. It has upstairs and downstairs rooms, and even has a massive chimney. The windows are glazed, and because of this, the house is much more comfortable than that of my father and his father before him. I suppose you could describe me as of the middling sort. I am a yeoman farmer, and as such, I farm some land of my own. I do not have as much land as Sir Edward Phillips, for example, but I have enough to live comfortably. In the countryside, there are two different types of farmers: yeoman farmers, who own about 50 acres of land, and husbandmen, who can afford to rent between 5 and 50 acres. As a yeoman farmer, I employ some labourers to work on the land. In the towns, the middling sort are the tradesmen and craftsmen. We are poorer than the gentry, but much richer than the labouring poor. Whilst we may not have enough money to become MPs and the like, we still take on responsibility in the villages. Many of us become church wardens or overseers of the poor. Anyway, back to my house and my daily life. The house has about 10 rooms. There is the hall, where most of our meals are cooked and eaten. The parlour, where my bed is. It is a feather bed, and my wife prepared lots of bed linen to go on it. My children sleep in the chambers on the second floor. Many houses like ours also have service rooms like a kitchen, a brewhouse, a bakehouse, and a dairy. My wife does most of the cooking, although some families like ours do have a couple of servants. We eat well, but fairly plainly. We have beef, pork, and mutton. We also eat a lot of bread. Middling bread is brown bread, with the bran left in the flour. We save our white flour to make cakes and pastries when we have guests. We grow our fruit and vegetables in our orchards and gardens, and we drink beer and mead. We cannot afford the fine wines the rich drink.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning, and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.